And 11 billion tea days of it.
Yes. Now, this is where me and you could fall out. It's my birthday month. I don't tease you about August being a long month.
It's not long enough. Well, no, to be fair, January is an extremely exciting month because there's so many birthdays, wedding anniversary, and of course, I seem to surround myself with Aquarians. I'm married to one. My dearest friend, yes. So we will be celebrating very much at the end of this month.
Yes, I'm still very much 48 as we speak. I'm going to let a cat out of the bag here. Is this a special year for you?
It is. I think every year is special because aging is a gift and we need to celebrate. So I am of that mind.
Yes, well, I'm just going to say to the listeners, if anybody doesn't know about Zahn being a Leo, we all know when her birthday is. Come
I
August.
celebrate it every day in August. Thank you very much. Before, during, and after. Ask my family.
I used to be like that as a teenager. I need to get back to being more like that.
No. I was just going to say, now I'm very much of the mind that, especially in the last couple of years, we really do need to celebrate our birthdays. It doesn't matter which year it is, every day of the year.
Well, with that
Sorry.
in mind, I have actually taken a positive step forward. Last year, I worked my birthday, which was the first time in a long time I worked my birthday in corporate world. I've taken a day's annual leave, is all I'm going to say. I have a day to myself. I've booked it, and I don't care what I do, I'm not going to work.
I feel like I'm having a really positive effect on you.
Yes. Do you know,
Thank
I might go back to being in my early 20s. I might just go daytime drinking. No, I probably
you.
won't, but hey.
Yay! Okay, I'm probably going to join you, but I can literally do one. I had a glass of bubbles yesterday, and up until yesterday, I could count the amount of drinks I had had on one hand in the last 8 weeks, I would say. So now, I've gone over that, so I'm six. But honestly, bubbles, I just end up with the headache, and it's like, oh,
Yeah.
and one always feels like a whole bottle.
I have to say, any lunchtime drinking now leads to siesta for me to have for me to even function come the evening. There has to be siesta, so I build that in.
Yes.
Anyway, let's talk fashion. So, January issue of 321. We haven't seen each other in person, have we, since the last one, which is unlike us. But it's just the way life is at the moment. What have you been wearing in January? Or and what?
Say probably one of the best wardrobe investments I ever made with my sweaty Betty track pants because I lived
I
in them, live in them, and they wash really well. And
I
they're
don't
just
want to put mine in the wash. That's how much I wear them.
it's like there's a cycle. And then also, I really do need to give a very big shout out to one of the first brands I ever discovered, and I've only ever bought from them, called Harry and the Gang. And sweatshirts. I
Sorry.
spoke to Bob. I have mine, I've probably had for about 6 or 7 years. They are constantly washed. They look even softer, and they're just amazing. And honestly,
So for those who don't know, because I had one, I think mine said hello on the front, and they have a slightly higher hoodie neckline. Well, mine did. I got rid of mine on a clear out a couple of years ago. And I have to say, I probably regret that now, if I'm truly honest, because I've just literally gone out and brought a sweatshirt.
They are such incredible quality, really thick. I mean, I wear them standing next like on the rugby pitch because it's got that really thick hoodie. They're also, for any cat mums out there, amazing if you have climbers because Velvet gets her claws in and it's fantastic. It doesn't hook and it protects you. So multi-use, we love a multi-use. And also ones that last. So that is what I have been living in, and also my PJs. And I have to say, I've done something incredibly decadent, first time ever. So I love my button-up long trouser PJs. And whilst I was doing my wardrobe clear out and tidy up, I decided, because I love them so much and I wear them on repeat, because they were always like tucked up and then they would, the bottoms and the tops would get mixed up. I got some hangers out, you know, the velvet ones, and they're all hung up.
I am having an impact on you, Zan.
I know.
Because I hang my PJs, and I thought I must be the only person in the whole of England who is hanging PJs. But you put the set together, don't you?
Yeah, and it's so easy to take out. And I actually, I have a very dear friend staying with me yesterday, and she borrowed one of my, and I was able to go into my wardrobe and like take out, would you like some silky ones, or would you like some cotton ones? You know, I just felt, rather than like a week ago, it would have been, oh, I don't know where the top was. All I need to do now is learn to steam them. I can't iron. I'm not saying I pretend to iron. But yeah, the cotton ones you do need to give a good steam to, because there's nothing better than getting into iron sheets or newly made sheets, and the same with your PJs. But that might be a step far for me.
Hubby brought me, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say this by name. I've got Fonzo in with me.
Okay.
He's nesting or whatever. So if you hear noises in the background, he's trying to make his bed. What was I going to say? What were we saying?
Hubby bought you PJs?
Hubby, for Christmas, brought me some PJs. And I normally like the kind of satin ones.
Yes.
And he said, I thought I ordered you satin, but these arrived. They're Victoria's Secret, and they're the black ones with the cream piping.
Love.
And they're a satin blend, so they're really soft. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. He's now, well, he doesn't realise this. I'm like, oh no, this is a better way to go. I'm going to be buying more of these.
So soft. He made the bed, now he's got to sleep in it.
Yeah. While we're staying on athleisure wear, I'm going to drop in these as my heroes for January. So you know I love navy and black.
Yes.
Because I do wear a lot of black, but I have really taken on the navy route in the last 18 months. So yeah, hubby brought me, I think they're called, are they 372s?
Mm.
The New Balance.
They've love
the high bit at the back, because they're a bit muddy. As with my Garys, these do not come off. In fact, when I opened them Christmas Day, I knew I was going to get them because I had to do all the check for sizing and stuff. And by the way, I'm glad I sized down. It hasn't taken much wear to get them actually a bit loose on the New Balance. If you're unsure, like I was, between sizes, go down. But I thought, opened them Christmas Day, didn't wear them Christmas Day. I had obviously my Christmas Day outfit. And a little part of me was a bit like, am I going to wear these until spring? But you know what? I think I wear them in my house. I saw that you were going to say you've been living in slippers. I put slippers on of an evening. But I think possibly, Zan, it's because I have a dog. Mm-hmm. So I'm forever having to run out into the garden. Slippers. I have to, when it comes to slippers, have a hard...
Yes, it's got to have a grip.
So that I can... Because dash outside, boring, but if you're a dog owner, you do have to think about footwear in the home. And I just don't want to take them off. I love them.
Love that. I need to re-look at my trainer vibe, because in the words of my sons, or I don't have the drip in terms of my trainers. So I've got to like figure that out.
Yeah, no, I think we should do it. And like today, I'm going to stay in this dress today, no doubt. And it's got blue tones in it. And yeah, I'll just probably wear the trainers rather than wear the boots, because I've got a few chores to do this afternoon, sort of runarounds.
Yeah.
So it's really great for that. Now, I think I put on stories in that, ready for the January edition of 321. We are both talking about a massive winter clear out. Sounds like you've started yours. I've not done mine yet. What's made you feel like you've got to do this?
Just the fact that, you know, I'm just on this major clear up, because I feel like in 2020, when we went into lockdown, stuff just started to accumulate. And both my sons have had this insane growth spurt since June, July. So everything that they don't like wearing or is too small goes into the room of doom. And that room of doom has a lot of my stuff as well. But you now can't actually open the door it's quite ridiculous and it bugs me. So it's I think it's like my OCD. It's like it's a mess. And if my house isn't tidy, I feel like I'm kind of anxious. Yeah. So I'm slowly but surely going through. And also I realized, especially like I did this wardrobe clear out, there are items in my wardrobe I've not had an opportunity to wear because, as we know, we've had some really awful weather. So then you'll plan to wear something like this blouse. And then, of course, it's freezing and we weren't expecting that. Or it's pouring with rain, so you can't. So things get stuck in there. And then because I didn't go out as much in December or January, you forget. I actually found a pair of trousers that I'd bought, never worn, 2 days ago.
What, do they still have tags on?
And this top had tags on. I was like, I've just been shopping in my wardrobe, it's brilliant.
Well, I have to say, this is a re-dress that I bought in the sale. And it's going to have to be probably January 2019, because I know you know how certain things you just remember. The last time I was in London before COVID struck, I wore this dress because I went into London to do an interview and we had to take some photos. And this is the dress that I'm wearing. I've not worn this, I don't think, for three winters. I wore it quite a lot when I first got it. And I think this is probably a really good tip for people, is if you love something, put it away and try and forget about it for a while, because I've kind of rediscovered it in the last couple of months and I'm back in love.
Yeah. I think that does happen. And there are a couple of things that I would regret having given away, like I had a collection of waistcoats that I loved. And I remember Fergus is not a big fan of waistcoats. So when I was asking him his opinion, he was like, yeah, no, go. They've come full circle. And I'm like, I knew it. I was so, like, I was cool before it was cool. No, probably not.
Yeah, I just think, so I'm struggling a bit about this with jeans. So we know jeans can really date your look or keep your look really modern. Then there's that side factor of what actually suits you and your body shape. So there's always that little bit of a battle. So at the moment, loose wide leg on me can look,
yeah,
probably because I don't have the height. Those that don't know, I'm 5'6". If I wore heels, then maybe I could get away with it. But also being an hourglass, it hangs too heavy down the bottom that I look proportionally wrong. But it's so, let's be honest, it's so unstylish at the moment to probably wear the real tight skinnies that can look really good with boots. So it's a bit like, what do you do with your jeans? Because also from a sustainable front, it takes a lot to make a pair of jeans.
Very much so.
But how, for me, that's probably when I go to my wardrobe, the biggest challenge is my denim collection. Do I get rid? Does it go to charity? Do I keep it and hope it recycles around in 20 years' time? But then would I want to wear them? And I got rid of my 501s, which I always
they're like a classic.
And I got rid of mine and I beat myself up about it all the time.
See, for me, jeans, I'm quite stubborn in terms of, I know a bootleg suits me the best.
I mean, outfit of the day, by the way, with the fur coat. That looked amazing.
Thank you. I felt very 70s. <It's> like, but those are the minis. So they're a bit of a wide leg, but then they have a major flare, so at the bottom. But I feel good in them. So it's like, okay, maybe they're not going to, you know, this is the in thing. But at the end of the day, I think I'm beyond that. So I think with denim, they can really make or break you. If you don't feel comfortable when you sit down or with anything you wear, if you don't feel comfortable, that's going to show and you're going to stand differently. And then you're going to project differently. And so for me, I haven't worn denim for a long time. And then I rediscovered my cabbie jeans, yeah. You know, the ones that I bought with, So they are like a gray, black.
They're just like, they sound very similar to mine.
And I rediscovered them in December, and I have literally worn them to death. And then I went, you know, I actually need to get some blue jeans going on. And then so I found my Donna Ida minis, which I love. Obviously, you do need to have a bit of a lift because they're really, really long. And so now I'm going back and I'm slowly but surely finding I'm not buying new denim. I'm not. I'm wearing what I have in my wardrobe and I'm styling it up maybe a little bit differently. And quite frankly, if I don't look cool, sorry, I don't care.
For me, I'm in a slightly different place in the fact that, and I've said quite openly on my own stories and stuff, January is not a month for me to lose weight, get fit and all that. I never do that in January. It's a waste of time for me. But I am going to be on a fitness journey myself, coming probably from about mid-Feb. I keep delaying it. It will happen. So at the moment, I'm not keen to buy any new jeans because I don't want to invest to then, because there's nothing worse than jeans that don't fit you.
Yeah.
So I've gone down, and it's worked for me for autumn, winter, is the long maxi denim skirt with boots, with the long split at the front. That has really, for me, been my denim staple.
Yeah. That is, I actually never ended up getting myself a pair, and I still regret it. I could just never find the one I liked. I saw somebody online wearing a white one, and I just thought, fabulous. So potentially I might, but sometimes, you know, trends come in and you're not ready for it. And it's like, that's okay. You know, you can wear something else, and maybe later on, you know, something happens and you find the right one. It's the soft style denim. I think there was one in Marks and Spencer's I really wanted, and they had sold out. And then as a result, never ever got round to it. I think the weather changed or whatever else. But yeah, if you can find something that fits and works with you at that time, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. Where do you stand on knitwear? I feel, apart from my cashmere polo necks that I wear a lot, I've got a lot of knitwear at the moment that I, let me start again. I had a massive pre-loved journey last year. I must have done three of Liz's pre-loved shows. Yeah. I did eBay, did that, I got rid. The one thing I didn't sell was my knitwear. I kept thinking, no, I'll wear that again. No, I'll wear that again. I already know, Zan, I've looked through, I've not worn any of it at all. And I'm just like, I think I don't get knitwear right for me. Is there any kind of knitwear that you kind of lean into?
Yes, because over the years I have bought from high street brands and, you know, big roll necks and whatever else. And I have one or two H&M ones that I wear on repeat. I'm looking at my wardrobe now, and I love that kind of oversized crew neck man's cashmere jumper that you can buy in Uniqlo or Marks and Spencer fast. And I just love that over it. You can see over a white tee, and you just see a little bit part of it. And they're kind of a bit loose fit, but you know they're going to last and they don't itch. I bought a really gorgeous one from Other Stories, and it had little bobbles on it. I can't put it on unless I've got a long sleeve underneath because it itches, but then it's too hot.
Yeah.
So I don't like anything that makes me feel, you know.
No, actually, you've just probably really made me think that. I wonder whether it's my perimenopausal stage that has turned me off knitwear. Do you know what I mean? I think I'm now leaning more into cardigans or draping rather than. I mean, a couple of times, as much as I love a roll neck and everything, I found myself a couple of times this month just thinking, I feel like I'm suffocating with all of this all around my neck. But yeah, the last jumper I bought, because I have actually, funnily enough, been looking at men's jumpers more than women's jumpers, but I actually sized up three sizes on my last cashmere, and I love how it fits.
Exactly.
That kind of oversized has really...
And you can tuck the front into, and then show your hardware on your belt.
Yeah.
It looks great with sweatpants. And it's just, there's something about the cashmere and the way it fits. It feels elevated. So that is where I would go. So I'm definitely, when it comes to knitwear, that is where I'm investing and then looking after them really well, because obviously you don't want to go and find that your moths have enjoyed.
Oh, I had a little panic. Oh, it's funny. Because I was doing some ironing, steaming, whatever, and a really old jumper did have some moth. It was merino wool, and it was a beloved jumper that I loved, but there was little holes. And at first I thought I caught it on a belt, but then I thought,
yeah.
So I've got moth stuff all over in my wardrobe on any bit of knit where I can find.
Yeah, you do have to look after them, and but it's worth it. I just feel like I don't want anything tight fitting, and I think, as you mentioned, like perimenopausal, but also the weather at the moment. The last 2 days I've been in London, it's almost been too warm for a coat, especially like that big fluffy thing I went in on Wednesday. And thank God I didn't have any knitwear. I know my friend was on the train yesterday and she had a long sleeve top and a big roll neck and then, you know, the teddy, because you've got to have a big coat. And it was like, oh my God, the trains and the tubes are so warm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Maxine has just said Ziploc plastic bags for all her cashmere.
Ah. Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Maxine.
Yeah, it's really important to kind of keep them out of, yeah, from the dust and the hohos, as we call them in Afrikaans, the little bugs. But yeah, so it's very hot as well. And when you walk into restaurants, there's heating on. But then also outside, if you're walking around a lot, it's you maybe a scarf is better, but with a light knit underneath, as opposed to these really, really big versions. And yeah, sorry, we're just jumping back to Maxine quickly. Lakeland. I was looking for the name of that shop yesterday. Thank you, Maxine. Lakeland does bags of 10. So there you have it.
Right. No, that's good. Yeah. In fact, you've just kind of reminded me of a fashion fix find that I found this month. And I talked about it on my podcast last week. So 2 weeks ago, I owned none of these. Mm-hmm. In the first week, I bought two, and then I went back and bought two more. Got one in white, pink, red, and black. So I went into my hometown to, I needed a white long sleeve top, mm-hmm. with, and I wanted either a crew neck or a high neck. It was the biggest challenge of my life for something so basic. But I wandered into Next, which is not a shop that I tend to go in very often. And they've got these ultra thin, semi-sheer, I don't have it one close to hand, long-sleeved, slightly high neck. And as I say, I've now got four colours. And I've been popping them underneath my colourful maxis or under my denim jumpsuits. Perfect. And I've managed to start wearing some of my spring or autumn pieces during these colder months, but I've not got too hot
because they're
with the layering.
Yeah. And I have to say, Next have got some amazing essentials, because that to me is an essential. And I know that Uniqlo is very good as well. They call them sweat catchers, really. So you wear these little t-shirts or tops underneath that so you can rewear dresses that you're not going to be washing again and again, or a blouse like this, for example. And it just kind of stops it. But yesterday I was wearing a very thin stripe and stare, which, by the way, do the most amazing underwear. They're so soft and they're biodegradable. They're, you know what I mean? Not biodegradable. Because it's made from bamboo.
Yes.
And it's just like a little body. And I had that under a very similar top to what I'm wearing now. And even that, with those very thin layers, and I just had a jacket, like a big coat. I didn't have anything on my chest, so to speak. But it was really warm yesterday. Walking around, getting on the trains, you just feel this kind of like... So you've got to be... Yeah. You really got to think about your layers really well. Because there's nothing worse than getting somewhere and going, I actually physically can't breathe. Yeah. I'm going to pass out.
Yeah.
And
I've had this quite a bit lately. I wouldn't say, maybe it's my HRT patch that I wear, I don't really get hot flushes. I don't, that just doesn't happen to me. But I just have these moments of, oh my God, I feel like I'm suffocating. I need to get some clothes off, which is bizarre. It's a bizarre feeling to have. But yeah, I think lighter layers, being able to, you know, remove them from the neck a bit quicker. I'm not a massive fan of scarves. I wish I could be, but I just never been a massive scarf wearer.
I love a silk scarf. I think that's so chic, but like a big wool, again, it's the texture, the wool, it's got to be really, that's why cashmere it's like a cashmere scarf is lovely because they're lighter as well. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's as you go along. This is something that I've had my entire life. It's that feeling of claustrophobia. I don't want too much. And also I don't want to faff with it because I know I'm going to end up losing something. And yeah, it's about ease. And I did say to you, I like a wardrobe that is functional and that doesn't stress me out, but makes me feel good.
Just pause in the podcast so that I can tell you all about the Ageless Style Rules that I live by. This is my e-guide that you get when you subscribe to lovebylizzie.com. It's completely free, and all that it means is that when I put any new style posts on the blog or I have any style notes that I wish to share with you, it will land directly into your inbox. My e-guide gives you everything to get going about living your own ageless style life every single day. They're the rules that I live by, and I want to share them with you. I'll pop a link into the show notes, or just simply head to lovedbylizzie.com. Back to the show. I'm just coughing.
You drink something.
We need to actually move the chat on a bit to beauty. Because I think this is really important. You're so good at this, and do you always do it in January month, having a good beauty clear out?
Well, I actually do it throughout the year because I'm very aware of when I open my skincare products. And if you're using organic product, the second you open it, they start to degrade. And you've got to be aware of your products, like mascara, for example. Mascara doesn't have a long lifespan. And you can get really big problems if you are using an old, dodgy mascara. They're one of the great giveaways is that you get a smell from it. Oh. And also it's quite dry. And you'll suddenly start seeing like little bits flaking down underneath your eyes. And it's just not worth it. It's really not worth getting an eye infection or a...
No, I tend to, with mascaras, try and get into a bit of a routine of every 3 months.
Yes.
I don't know if that's about right. If I order makeup online, sometimes I order two mascaras at the same time. So I obviously only open one. And then when I feel I've got that one, all the second one, the fresh one already with me, when I discard the first and then I open the fresh one and then I'll order two more. Do you think that's because it's the air, isn't it, that it's affects air. The product?
So also, so when you're using a mascara, never pump. Like I've seen people going because they're trying to get all this stuff on and it's like you scrape carefully because you want to reduce any air getting into the container with the mascara in it because that's what dries it out. And you know, and also I mean if you do have an eye issue like conjunctivitis, God forbid, whatever, you just don't use anything. You shouldn't be using any makeup anyway, but you wouldn't want to use that because then you infect what's inside the tube anyway. That's how I've always
with pencils though. I could be right or wrong with this. I've always gone, if you've given it a really good sharpen, so you clear off, because pencils seem to take forever to get through, in all honesty. I feel slightly different with the pencils, like the eyebrow ones, where you move on at the bottom and a bit like a crayon coming out. I probably get rid of them a lot quicker. But the actual pencil versions, I sometimes give a really, really good sharpen, like two or three times to move on the old.
Yeah. I've got to be honest, I don't really use that many. Like when you line your eyes, right? So that's what I don't use many of them. I tend to use a very sharp angled brush, which got hard bristles, and then I'll use my eyeshadows, but the very darkest one, and then along the eye, and then from the middle of my eye to just to kind of enhance. So I have one or two, but you know what it is? I can never find my sharpeners. I've got about 10 in my house. I can never find them. So
yeah, well, I went to a makeup lesson class thing a few years back. I've forgotten her name. Lizzie, it was actually Lizzie Hughes again who organized it. And I can't remember the lady's name. She is a celebrity makeup artist.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like a gel pencil that you use inside your eye to make your eyes pop. For me, with dark eyes and stuff, it really made a difference. And I just really like that. But coming back to a natural clear out, so I was saying to you, wasn't I, in our catch up earlier this week, I went through everything and have started to use some new products. I'm holding this one here. I discovered this that I hadn't opened. This is actually, so it's hopefully it's 111 Skin, and it's a leave-on hydration mask, which is perfect for busy people like me who can never find the 20 minutes you've got to leave something on your face. And you can put makeup on top of this. In fact, I'm wearing it today. I wanted to kind of prove I've got it on. So I've cleansed face, got this on, and I've got my makeup on top. But as I was discovering that, it made me think, because this has been in my cupboard for a while, I thought, oh my God, I've got all these other things that are half open. By the end of my clear out, I had two carrier bags, not big bin bags, but carrier bags full of product that, dare I say, I think some of the product was like 2-3 years old. I think the last clear out I had was actually in COVID.
It is important, and we're all busy, you know, and then you're using a little bit of here, and I'm very fortunate that brands do send me amazing skincare, but when it comes to skincare, especially serums and moisturizers, I'm really very aware that you don't really see a result unless you've been using them consistently for a couple of weeks. So I do stick with and use things for, but then you don't necessarily go through an entire pot in 4 to 6 weeks. So then it's, you know, and also, so in terms of moisturizers, there are some days like today I popped on Hydra Luminous because it's a water-like gel, it's very light, and that's what I wanted on my skin. But then there are other days where I actually want something a little bit heavier, something a little bit denser. I do sometimes have two or three going at the same time, and then I have a night moisturizer which is a little bit heavier, a little bit more nourishing. But you know, it very quickly happens that you've got several pots open. And then that's why you do need to be on the ball with what is, when did you open what? How many times have you used it? But I think it's masks. I don't use masks.
No, that's what I binned pretty much. It was a whole load of masks. And coming back to night creams, for some reason, night creams take forever to get through. I don't know what it is about it, but I ended up in this situation, I think it was about November time. I had no daytime moisturizers, but I had an abundance of probably about 7 night creams. So I was trying to be kind of environmentally friendly of using up what I had. But my journey was face night cream during the day does not work with your makeup.
No, it doesn't.
And it was actually too cloggy. Weird, isn't it? It's very much a very different cream, isn't it?
And then also you'll probably find that when you put your makeup on, there's pilling.
Yes.
So you know, like, yeah.
Yes.
So you've got to be, you know, it's not ideal. I think the mostly night moisturizers are for you to leave on, and it gives you that all night hydration, and it's thicker, and it's, you're not supposed to put anything else on top of it, and it the majority of them are supposed to be working on your skin whilst you're sleeping.
Do you add serums to a night moisturizer? So that is fine to do too.
No, I do. I mean, my night routine is both the day and night, but my night routine is really important because it's activating my brain to say we are going to bed now. So it's like there's, you know, it starts with a cleanser and then it goes on to a serum, and sometimes I'll use a mask that's an all-nighter. And it really is an extra dose of hydration that I need, especially when I look like I need that extra night of sleep. But then, you know, you put your moisturizer on and you just feel, I don't know, nourished. And it's the scent of them as well. Liz Earle has a phenomenal one that's got, it's like, what do you call it, to go to sleep at night, lavender. I mean, that you instantly put that on, you're like, right, this, I need my bed now.
I think it's because I have a fringe. I've fallen out of love with heavy face masks at night. Now, for those who are listening to this, and because I have fine hair, plus I have the fringe, I do have a silk pillowcase now, which I so love. I wish I discovered that years ago. I've definitely got a lot less breakage on my length. In fact, I had my hair cut yesterday. My hairdresser was actually saying about how good it is, and I put quite a bit of that down to the pillowcase. I think my tip, if anybody's like me who gets a bit put off with face creams at night because of the fringe, is I actually try and do it an hour before bedtime.
It's had a time to settle.
So it has that before you go to bed. It takes that dewiness off, so that the fringe, I mean, some people who have a fringe wash their fringe every morning.
Yeah,
not necessarily everything. Sometimes that works for me, sometimes that doesn't, but you can still think it can get too greasy. So I have to say, doing it an hour before, yeah, can really it's a good getaway around that.
Well, you know, I wear my silk turban.
I did not know this. I will list
the name. I don't know what's wrong with me today. My brain is gone. It's the full moon and there's wind blowing. And that for me is like, wait, what? Where am I? It's amazing.
So it's so glamorous when you go to bed.
It's like doing a Jackie Onassis. What is it? Jane Collin.
I was thinking Joan Collins came to my head. Wasn't she famous for opening the front door with one on or something? I don't know, like with a face mask and one of them on.
Photograph of it now. It is genius because you pop it on, right? And then also, if you don't have a silk pillowcase, it's okay because obviously you've got that in there. And actually, I am getting to a point now where I have velvet with her exceptionally long nails destroying all my silk pillowcases. So by putting this on, and then also as you tie it down, it goes around this. So you wake up and you've got like a little bit of a bounce in your hair.
I think next month you've got to give us a demo. Will it work with my fine hair and my length?
I think so. I don't see why not. Yeah. It's fabulous. I've taken it on holiday with me because obviously there you're not going to have your silk pillowcases.
They work by the beach? You know, when you're sunbathing, if you had a black one.
Why? I don't know.
The reason being is when you've got fine hair like me, no sooner you sit by the beach or by the swimming pool, you get the frizziness. I mean, don't even talk to me about Mexico. Mexico was 2 weeks of hell with my fine hair.
You saw my pictures. Ugh. I literally stuck my finger in it.
Honestly.
And then you kind of just give up.
Any humidity and me just do not go out. And I always think, beach style, I never look good with my hair. And Alice bands, all of that doesn't really work. So would one of these silk turbans bring that kind of glam to the beach?
I think the silk would be too heavy. But I'm thinking about what Mexico was like. But you could do one of those like toweling turban type things. That could be quite funky.
I think I need to investigate that for my next holiday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will list it on there. It'll be on our stories. I may even just do a little demo for you, do the whole night creams and whatever else, and then pop my turban on. But it does. I'm convinced you can see a difference in the texture of your hair and how long your hairstyle lasts. Especially, I've got fine hair, but a lot of it, but it's fine.
Yeah, you've got a lot more length than me.
Yeah, and it does frizz, I should say. And that just kind of prolongs it and it protects it.
I was watching somebody on one of those chat show programs on TV, and she said something about embracing your natural hair. And I have to be honest, I nearly spat out my coffee because I was like, no, maybe embrace your natural, because I think they were talking about Pamela Anderson with this whole no makeup. I mean, I've done the whole no makeup thing all my life practically, so it's not for me. But when they were saying that, you know, maybe we need to take it to the hair and embrace our natural hair, I'm just like, oh no.
Well,
no,
I mean, on holiday I do, and my husband,
oh yeah, goes, on holiday,
damn.
Can you imagine going into the city of London for a really lovely lunch or meet up with the girls and embracing? No, I'm sorry, I just can't even think about it. My Dyson and my straighteners would come to a desert island even with no electricity.
Okay, speaking of desert island, Alan, what would be your five things? So obviously now you've got your Dyson, you've got your straighteners.
No, obviously I couldn't. So I'll be taking a turban.
It's a turban?
Definitely on my list would have to be tweezers. Being half Italian, my eyebrows get really, there's no way. Or I would have to bring somebody who could wax with me.
Bit of threading?
Yeah.
Ireland with the turban, I can see it now. No,
I don't know what else. What would you are we just talking beauty?
Well, I just think, like, obviously a pair of sunglasses. Naturally, come on, I'm so about.
So I'd probably have to take.
I would have to take an eyebrow brush.
Eh?
Like, I would actually have to take an eyebrow brush. I have to get up in the morning. Most people comb their hair. I comb my eyebrows.
So, I don't know if it's from years and years of waxing them. My eyebrows don't grow very thick anymore. Mm-hmm. With what I was just saying about tweezer, and it's more sort of down here underneath that I have concern. But this bit doesn't go as thick. But obviously, there is that style now to really wear them quite heavy and sticking up. I'm not sure I like that.
Well, funnily enough, we were talking about this yesterday. I mean, you can see mine. They've always been much fuller. I remember the very first shoot I ever did, the makeup artist plucked my eyebrows and my mother nearly had a nervous breakdown. And I did go quite thin, but thankfully they did grow back.
I saw that you shared some photos of you as a model just a few months ago on stories, and you had gorgeous eyebrows.
But they were super thick.
Yeah.
When I went and worked over in Europe and various places, there was this that very 90s brow, that very thin, and it did get quite thin at one point, to be fair. But I kind of let it back. I feel weird, like, for me, the whole Brooke Shields kind of like big brows, but the laminated, that very full, very dark and defined, I can't do that. And which is one of the reasons I would probably never have microblading or anything like that, because I'm terrified. What if I don't like what has been done? And then the upkeep, that's the other thing, is the upkeep. What if you can't get there to, and then so what then happens? Just to say, drop this in here, I used this for the first time yesterday. I didn't realize that they had even a product like this. It's number 7. It's an eyebrow pencil. They do it in black and then fine, and this is brown. This is the one that I was using. But how cool is this? They've got like,
you have to hold it up a bit
much. They've got a brush at the end of it. I mean, and it's so dinky.
Yeah.
So it can slide in everywhere. And I was like, oh, you know, I can do
I actually think mine is the number 7 that I use.
And it's a really lovely colour. So like wherever you have got like a few strands that are missing, you just fill it in with that. Super easy to use, but that brush is like a game changer for me. So
I've actually gone back to pencil and a brush like that rather than like the mascara type. To do that, but
it's more
I'm with you. I just don't know. Some I had did ask the girls to try and leave it a bit thicker here, but they were like, I think I'd to create what you've got, I think I'd actually have to have it drawn in.
Right. And now I did go to an event where they're talking all about eyebrows, and what people don't realize is that our eyebrows, obviously it's like our hair, so you know, it's all about scalp health. So if we get a massive buildup, especially if you're using a lot of products, and you get buildup in the scalp, that can actually cause your hair to fall out.
Yeah.
So it's really important to, you know, massage and
clean. I think it's the Inky List.
Yeah.
I've got a really good scalp exfoliator, like really, really good. I'm going to see.
important.
Yeah.
But now what I might need to do, realize, yeah, a lot of people don't realize they should be doing that with their eyebrows as well. I mean,
I use the beauty pie product, Wonder Lust or something, which is a really light exfoliator, but I do that on my eyebrows before I go and get them threaded.
Exactly, because what happens is that releases the hair follicle, so you don't have a build-up, because also it's just makeup there. Yeah. And so it's really important to just kind of give them a little, you know. My boys have both got like massive eyebrows. I'm like, well, apparently, according to what they're telling me. And so I'm like, you have to massage your eyebrows. Things I'm teaching them.
We're running out of time. I've just got the time. We've only got about 12 minutes left. Let's move on to lifestyle a bit. Let me just refer. So, January. What have you done, anything at home or personally or anything that's by Maxine that you want to share for January month?
Well, yes, in a way. I have been really focusing on reducing my cortisol levels. I realized that was like being a major problem at the end of last year, and I am a much happier, calmer person as a result. So I've been eating accordingly and, you know, adding the protein and things like that. But January for me has been very much about looking after my family members and my house. And I'm just looking forward now that I've kind of got everything all tidy and neat and super, that February is going to kick off and it's just hard work, back to work. But I think you do need to lay the foundation. You need to have a tidy up and a sort out so you can get your brain straight and get your diary sorted.
Yes, diary management, in fact. Yes, I've got a little bit of kind of home chore stuff like that myself. I just don't enjoy it, but it's such a must, isn't it?
Be done. Yeah, has to be done.
So you've led me nicely into the fact that I've kicked off a Getting Curious campaign for women over 40s. So what this is about trying new stuff and getting out of my comfort zone. I think sometimes, you know, a bit like beauty with you, you use the same products all the time. I feel like in my well-being style, mm-hmm, I've been sitting very comfortably for the last 5-6 years and not really changing it. So I've kind of gone out and started exploring already. One product I want to share, so is this is an essence. This is Temple Spa. It's a brand I've mentioned before, to do breath work. So I am trying to do, I'm not good at it, Zan. Okay. I'm not like every day meditating. I've not reached that level, mm-hmm, but I do go to every couple of weeks, I go to a Saturday workshop where I can take that time out. So I'm trying to see it for what it is, of using just that to do it rather than trying to embed it into my everyday system doing it. But and the reason I'm sharing this, because Zan, I have you to thank for it. You got me invited to Postcards of Midlife. There was a breathing workshop that they ran in there. I think it was one that you couldn't join. But not only did they share about, they put a couple of drops of this on a pad, mm-hmm, you know, for a cotton pad, so you put it under your nose before you start the breathing work, which I think made a huge difference. But the lady there that they had hosting, I will try and put it in the show notes who I'm talking about, she was just how important just breathing is for your self-care. Really important just to stop, feel grounded and just breathe. And I've been doing a lot of that and I've really felt the benefits. Another thing that I've been doing is I used to have a lot of crystals, like crystal stones on my desk and stuff like that for cleansing and purifying all that. I got rid of them. I don't know. I didn't really feel like they were working for me. But a stone that was suggested for me was Tiger Eye, which is a brown stone. And rather than going back to that kind of way of having stones, carrying stones, that I decided I'd actually have it as a wearable, mm-hmm, element. And actually, do you know what's nice is it's visually reminding me that I've got to take care of myself. Yeah. If it's doing nothing else more, it's doing that. I'll just read, I've got to put glasses on. Tiger your eye then. The crystal of courage, strength and personal power, grounding and protection stone. It enhances confidence, willpower and integrity, and it's supposed to bring good luck. Well, hopefully that will be happening in 2024. But it was just really like thinking a little bit different about how you can take on some rituals to remind yourself of you. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. It's super important. I mean, I've been speaking to quite a few of my friends. I think we come out of December and January, and it's a lot on the mind, the body, the soul. So you need to actually have, like you say, like an actual tangible reminder, even if you just touch it, like if you're going a little bit, you know, it's the day is getting chaotic, you can touch it and just like center yourself, a couple of deep breaths, right, we've got this,
yeah.
And then go. Because life is getting more stressful and more rushed, and we just need to remember how to slow it down again so we can reset and move forward. Yeah.
So for February month, is there anything, because on the fashion side and the styling side, that is going to start to get busier again.
Yes,
for those that aren't quite in the industry and stuff, you know, we have two very busy times. We have spring, summer, mm-hmm. where all the brands showcase what they've got. And then we have the autumn, winter. So we have two times of the year where it gets busy. And obviously all the fashion weeks are going to start kicking off being February. So apart from fashion, what is there anything else you're looking forward to specifically for February or for doing for yourself?
Proper weightlifting. Not proper weightlifting, but I mean lifting weights. Because it's something that we keep talking about. It is getting more and more relevant the older I get. And it's like reminding me that if I'm not out there doing that, I am potentially creating long-term issues. Because for me, it's about longevity, and it's about being able to be mobile for as long as possible and strong as long as possible. And, you know, I should have started a long time ago. And so February, that you'll be seeing me.
Yeah, because I'm, you know, February for me is starting the fitness journey. I'm probably approaching it in a slightly different way, in the fact that I really recognise in myself that I get very bored very quickly with fitness. So I'm going to tackle it in a slightly different way. And I was running this past a few people over the last couple of weeks, in the fact that, you know, a lot of fitness instructors sign you up for like 4 to 6 week programs. Mm-hmm. And there's always that feeling that you have to commit, or you have to like be in it forever, or you're a failure. Well, I'm taking on the failure route in the fact that I'm not committing to anybody. So I'm going to do an exercise class, and I might go once, or I might book in for six, but I'm not committing. And then once I've done that, I'm going to do something else.
Okay.
And for however long that is. And rather than feeling a failure that I've quit, I'm going with the intention I'm not going to stick at it anyway. I'm just going to change what I'm going to do.
Otherwise, you can look at it as being you're exploring. And yeah. Somewhere, somehow, something is going to go, damn, I have to go back to that. That's so much fun. And I think exercise should be fun. If you're going to be going back, because it takes a fortnight to make or break a habit. So if you can stick with it for a fortnight, then your body wants it and needs it and craves it, and you have to keep going. But then also you get through that pain, that initial pain, everything hurts. But yeah, if you exploring different things, whether it be Pilates, yoga,
I might get back into a bit of dancing. I used to do Zumba. Is it Zumba? No, Zumba, yeah. And, you know, I'm just like, why do we have to get in gym wear to be active? Sometimes it's just like, why can't we just go and do something a bit more, you know,
it's
in our own normal clothes and move?
Well, to be honest with you, the best thing, a good old outdoor walk, you find a nice hill, you do that hill up and down a couple of times, and you make sure your heart is beating really fast. Try to get your 10,000 steps in. That is, it's about moving and being mobile.
Yeah.
So, you know, but also for us women, we do need that strength.
Yes.
Just a couple of dumbbells, like small little things, ka-ching. And then also, very important, your hand strength. So you can get those hand grips.
Do you know, my dad used to have one of them.
Burgess has the most unbelievable, and like his grip strength is insane. And we have them, we've given them to our boys. My godson has got some now. But us women, we need to be using that, because when you lose your hand strength, it's a sign of your aging.
Yesterday.
You could, there you go. I'm sending you some hand.
Home alone in the house, and I couldn't open this jar, and I was halfway through cooking my dinner. It was pesto that I needed, and I thought I might have to smash it to get some pesto out. I did it in the end with rubber gloves, but I tell you what, my right hand's so hurt afterwards after really trying to. I was like, God, who could open this jar?
Berg. No, but sometimes if you put it under water, then
Is that a technique?
Yeah, I think so. Old wives' tale, I don't know. But yeah, we had a situation like that not too long ago where there was something had been sealed. Somebody in my house had closed it. I think it was the Nutribullet, and nobody could open it, even Fergus. And eventually I did it, and I went, I am the machine.
They hate it, men, when that happens, don't they? They always go, oh, I've loosened it up a bit for you. No, well, listen, Zard, it's been lovely to chat again
with you.
Honestly, I just can't believe January issue done. We'll be back at the end of February. Yes. February's 29 days, by the way, Zard.
29 days.
Leap year. We must have had a leap year on COVID year, because it feels, I don't even remember that one.
I don't either. Every day was the same, let's face it.
Yeah, exactly.
Has been very much Groundhog's Day for me, so I'm looking forward to a little bit of excitement, getting dressed up,
and hopefully, you know, the sunshine. We'll definitely have lighter. Well, we're starting to get to the lighter nights. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've just got to get through this weekend, because we have a full moon, and I have cats, and I'm a bit of a feline bear. I had two strangers.
Well, full moon was like last night. Do they not like full moon?
Oh no. Well, mine are. They have Siamese in them, so they start. Acting weird, but I had two neighbors' cats.
You don't need the excuse of a new moon, so. You.
That's why my cats are nuts. It's not the moon, it's me.
We're going to have to go, Zone. We've got less than 2 minutes.
We'll see you in Feb.
Bye. See you later. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Styling Matters. There's always more on my blog at lovedbylizzie.com, and don't forget to give me a follow on Instagram at lizzie.richardson. Bye for now.